Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
What happens when a deal needs more money? Here's a question that keeps passive investors up at night. What happens if the deal runs out of money? It's a valid concern. Real estate is unpredictable. Construction costs can overrun. Vacancy can be higher than projected. Interest rates can spike. And sometimes a deal needs more capital than originally planned. When that happens, sponsors have two options: tap into reserve funds or issue a capital call. Reserve funds are cash set aside at closing to cover unexpected expenses. A capital call is when the sponsor asks investors to contribute additional capital beyond their original investment. And here's the thing: not all sponsors handle capital calls the same way. Some are transparent and proactive. Others wait until it's too late. I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Capital calls are not always a sign a deal is failing, but they do test a sponsor's communication, planning, and alignment. Today, we're breaking down capital calls and reserve funds. You'll learn what they are, why they happen, how sponsors should handle them, and most importantly, what your rights and obligations are as a limited partner. Because understanding capital calls isn't about fear. It's about knowing what to expect so you can invest with confidence. Let's dive in. What are reserve funds? Reserve funds are cash set aside at closing to cover unexpected expenses during the hold period. Think of reserves as the deal's emergency fund. Just like you have personal savings for unexpected car repairs or medical bills, a syndication should have reserves for unexpected property expenses. Reserves are typically calculated as a percentage of the total equity raise or as a dollar amount per unit. For example, on a 100-unit property with a $3 million equity raise, a sponsor might set aside $300,000 in reserves, which is 10% of the equity raise, or $3,000 per unit in reserves, which totals $300,000. Reserves may be held in operating accounts or in specific reserve and escrow accounts, including lender-controlled reserves. Common uses for reserve funds include construction cost overruns. If the renovation budget was $1 million, but actual costs come in at $1.1 million, reserves cover the difference. Higher than expected vacancy. If the business plan projected 5% vacancy, but actual vacancy is 8%, reserves cover the lost rental income. Unexpected repairs. Major systems failures, HVAC, roofs, plumbing, that weren't identified during due diligence. Debt service coverage. If NOI drops and the property can't cover its debt service, reserves ensure the mortgage gets paid. Lease-up costs. On a value-add deal, it can take longer than expected to stabilize occupancy and reach projected rents. Lender requirements. Sometimes capital is needed to satisfy lender covenants or fund reserves required by the loan. Here's the key. Adequate reserves are a sign of conservative underwriting and strong risk management. If reserves appear low, ask how the deal is protected. Operating reserves, CapEx escrows, contingency, and lender reserves. Your action step. When reviewing a PPM, look for the reserve fund amount. Ask yourself, is this enough to cover unexpected expenses? If the reserves seem low, ask the sponsor how they arrived at that number and what other protections are in place. Section 2. What is a capital call? A capital call is when the sponsor asks investors to contribute additional capital beyond their original investment. Capital calls happen when the deal faces a liquidity shortfall and needs more capital than is available or prudent to use from reserves. Here's how it typically works. The sponsor sends a notice to all investors explaining why additional capital is needed, how much is needed, and the deadline for contribution. Each investor is asked to contribute their pro rata share based on their original ownership percentage. If you own 5% of the LP equity, you're asked to contribute 5% of the capital call amount. Response timelines vary by the operating agreement and the urgency of the situation, and can range from a couple of weeks to a couple of months. If you choose not to participate, outcomes can include dilution, reduced priority, or a change in distribution rights, depending on the agreement. Now here's the critical question. Are capital calls mandatory or optional? That depends on the operating agreement. In some deals, capital calls are optional. You have the right to decline, but your ownership will be diluted or your distribution rights may be affected. In other deals, capital calls are mandatory. The operating agreement requires you to contribute your pro rata share, and failure to do so can trigger remedies defined in the operating agreement, such as dilution, reduced distributions, loss of certain rights, or other penalties. This is why reading the operating agreement is so important. You need to know your obligations before you invest. Your action step. Before you invest in any syndication, read the capital call provisions in the operating agreement. Understand whether capital calls are optional or mandatory, and what happens if you choose not to participate. Section 3. Why do capital calls happen? Capital calls can be driven by underwriting gaps, unexpected events, debt or capital market shifts, or execution issues. Let's break down each one. Underwriting gaps. This is when the sponsor underestimated construction costs, renovation timelines, lease-up periods, or operating expenses. For example, the sponsor budgeted $10,000 per unit for renovations, but actual costs came in at $12,000 per unit. The sponsor projected 90% occupancy within 6 months, but it took 12 months. The sponsor underestimated property taxes, insurance, or utilities. In these cases, the sponsor may have done thorough due diligence, but simply missed something or encountered cost inflation. Unexpected events. Sometimes, capital calls happen due to factors outside the sponsor's control. Examples include a major system failure that wasn't identified during inspections, like a failing sewer line or structural issue. A natural disaster, hurricane, flood, fire, that damages the property. A sudden economic downturn that increases vacancy and reduces rental demand. Insurance premium spikes or property tax reassessments that dramatically increase operating expenses. These are legitimate reasons for a capital call, and they don't necessarily reflect poorly on the sponsor. Debt or capital markets shifts. This is a major driver of capital calls and includes interest rate cap expirations or increases. If the deal has a floating rate loan with an interest rate cap that expires or becomes more expensive to renew, the sponsor may need capital to fund the new cap. Refinance risk. If the loan is maturing and the sponsor can't refinance on favorable terms due to market conditions, they may need capital to bridge the gap or pay down the loan. Lender reserve requirements. Sometimes lenders require additional reserves to be funded to maintain loan covenants or DSCR requirements. Debt service coverage issues. If NOI drops and the property falls below required debt service coverage ratios, the sponsor may need capital to cure the covenant default. Execution issues. This is when the sponsor mismanaged the property, made poor decisions, or failed to execute the business plan. Examples include overpaying for the property and underwriting overly aggressive rent growth. Hiring an incompetent property management company that allowed deferred maintenance and tenant issues to spiral. Failing to monitor the construction budget and allowing costs to balloon. Using reserve funds for non-essential expenses instead of preserving them for emergencies. In these cases, the capital call is a symptom of deeper problems with the sponsor's competence or integrity. Your action step. If you receive a capital call notice, ask yourself, is this due to unexpected events, underwriting gaps, debt market shifts, or execution issues? The answer will help you decide whether to participate. Section 4. How should sponsors handle capital calls? A great sponsor handles capital calls with transparency, proactive communication, and a clear plan. Here's what strong capital call management looks like. Early warning. The sponsor doesn't wait until reserves are completely exhausted or a crisis hits. They communicate early and often about potential shortfalls and what steps they're taking to avoid a capital call. Clear explanation. The capital call notice includes a detailed explanation of why additional capital is needed, how the shortfall occurred, and what the sponsor is doing to address it. Realistic amount. The capital call request is based on conservative projections, not best-case scenarios. The sponsor asks for enough capital to stabilize the deal, not just enough to limp along for a few more months. Clear, disclosed terms. Some sponsors offer incentives for new capital, such as priority distributions or preferred terms, while others structure capital calls strictly pro rata. The key is clear, disclosed terms and fairness across investors. Alternative solutions. The sponsor explores alternatives to a capital call, such as refinancing, selling a non-core asset, negotiating with the lender for additional time or capital, or using contingency lines. On the flip side, here are the red flags of poor capital call management. The sponsor waits until the last minute and gives investors minimal time to respond. The explanation is vague or defensive, with no accountability for what went wrong. The capital call amount is based on overly optimistic projections, leading to a second or third capital call down the road. The terms are unclear or appear to favor certain investors over others. The sponsor hasn't explored any alternatives to a capital call. Your action step. If you receive a capital call notice, evaluate how the sponsor is handling it. Are they being transparent? Do they have a clear plan? Are the terms fair and clearly disclosed? Section 5, your rights and options as an LP. So what are your rights and options if you receive a capital call? Option 1, participate. You contribute your pro rata share of the capital call. Your ownership percentage remains the same, and you maintain your position in the deal. This is the right choice if you believe in the sponsor's ability to turn the deal around. The reason for the capital call is legitimate and outside the sponsor's control. You have the liquidity to contribute without financial strain. The terms are clear and fair. Option 2, decline. You choose not to contribute. Outcomes can include dilution, reduced priority, or a change in distribution rights, depending on the agreement. This is the right choice if you've lost confidence in the sponsor's ability to execute. You don't have the liquidity to contribute. The capital call is due to execution issues rather than unforeseen circumstances. You're willing to accept the consequences in exchange for not putting more money into the deal. Option 3, explore alternatives. In some situations, depending on the sponsor and documents, there may be alternative ways to participate, such as contributing a smaller amount in exchange for proportional dilution or adjusted rights. Converting your contribution into preferred equity with different terms. Extending the timeline for your contribution if you need more time to arrange liquidity. Your legal rights. Your rights as an LP are defined by the operating agreement. Common protections include the right to receive timely notice of the capital call, the right to decline participation if capital calls are optional, the right to vote on certain major decisions, such as removing the GP or approving a sale, if those rights are granted in the operating agreement. LPs are generally not personally liable beyond their investment, assuming they remain passive and do not provide guarantees, but your documents define the specifics. Your action step. If you receive a capital call, review the operating agreement carefully. Understand your rights, your obligations, and the consequences of declining. If you're unsure, consult with a real estate attorney. Section 6, how to reduce capital call risk. While capital calls can never be completely eliminated, you can significantly reduce your risk by investing with sponsors who prioritize conservative underwriting and adequate reserves. Here's what to look for. Meaningful reserves. Reserve targets vary, but conservative sponsors often maintain meaningful operating and CapEx reserves. The right amount depends on the business plan, lender requirements, and market volatility. If reserves appear low, ask how the deal is protected. Operating reserves, CapEx escrows, contingency lines, and lender reserves. Conservative underwriting. The sponsor uses conservative assumptions for rent growth, vacancy, expenses, and renovation costs. They stress test the deal against downside scenarios, including interest rate increases and extended lease-up periods. Experienced sponsors. The sponsor has successfully executed multiple deals in the same market and asset class. They have a track record of delivering on projections and managing through challenges. Transparent communication. The sponsor provides regular updates, monthly or quarterly, and is upfront about challenges and how they're being addressed. Strong property management. The sponsor uses a reputable property management company with a proven track record in the market. Clear capital call policy. The PPM and operating agreement clearly outline whether capital calls are optional or mandatory, how much notice will be given, what the response timeline is, and what happens if you decline. Debt structure awareness. The sponsor clearly explains the debt structure, including whether the loan is fixed or floating, when rate caps expire, when the loan matures, and what refinance or extension options exist. Your action step. During due diligence, ask the sponsor, how are reserves structured? What assumptions are you using for construction costs, lease-up, and vacancy? Have you ever had to issue a capital call on a previous deal? And if so, how did you handle it? What is your debt structure, and what are the key risk dates? Recap and action steps. All right, let's recap. Capital calls and reserve funds are critical concepts that every passive investor needs to understand. Here's what you need to know. 1. Reserve funds are cash set aside to cover unexpected expenses. Reserves may be held in operating accounts or in specific reserve and escrow accounts, including lender-controlled reserves. 2. A capital call happens when the deal faces a liquidity shortfall and needs more capital than is available or prudent to use from reserves. 3. Capital calls can be driven by underwriting gaps, unexpected events, debt or capital markets shifts, or execution issues. Understanding the reason will help you decide whether to participate. 4. Strong sponsors handle capital calls with transparency, early communication, a clear plan, and fair disclosed terms. 5. Your rights and options as an LP depend on the operating agreement. Capital calls may be optional or mandatory, and declining to participate can result in dilution or changes to your distribution rights. 6. You can reduce capital call risk by investing with experienced sponsors who use conservative underwriting, maintain meaningful reserves, understand debt structure risks, and communicate transparently. Here's your action step. Pull out the PPM and operating agreement from one of your current syndication investments. Find the sections on reserve funds and capital calls. Ask yourself, how much is set aside in reserves? Are capital calls optional or mandatory? What are my rights if a capital call is issued? What is the debt structure, and when do key risk dates occur? If you're ready to build a diversified syndication portfolio with sponsors who prioritize conservative underwriting and transparent communication, let's talk. Check the show notes for a link to schedule a call with us at CREIpartners.com. Next week on Building Passive Income, we're diving into Distributions 101, when and how you get paid. Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision. And it starts with understanding what happens when a deal needs more money. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.